For I said all things are possible to them that believe. And there's many that you're dealing with things that you're struggling with that you have not been able to overcome. But all things are possible to them that believe, and I've given you a way that you can increase your faith. Because I said, but ye, beloved, building yourselves up on what? Your most holy faith. By praying in the Holy Spirit. That if you would give yourself to edification and the building up of your spirit, that you would see those things overcome. For I would give you strength from within to be able to confront the very struggles that you have that are not like me. So continue in edification in the things which I have said, that he that speaketh in an unknown tongue, he edifieth himself. He's being built up. You're being strengthened. You're being encouraged. You're being built to overcome the very thing that is not like Christ. So give yourself to edification and allow my Holy Spirit to teach you so that you can believe all things are possible to them that believe. For I have given you the power to overcome from my nature, but if you don't believe that it's true, you will not see it. And my Spirit has been sent to help you believe, so that you might overcome, so that you might overcome. So give yourself to edification and the building up of your spirit, the building up of who I am in you, so that you could see the fruit of righteousness overtake who are you are no longer. And do not be condemned for the things that you're dealing with, but give yourself to me. Spend time with me. Come away with me. Lift your hands and love on me. And allow me to love on you, to build you in those areas and in those places for you to receive the strength to confront and mortify the very things that aren't like me. For this message of edification works. For I gave it to you, and it is truth. And it's still working in all of our lives. And woe, we get weary, well-doing. And it seems that we pray and pray and pray, and things do not change. Edification is working. Because it's building us up on our most holy faith so that we might actually believe the word and increase God in us. Who he's made us. Then the discouragement that has come to my body across the world, the wave of attack that's come is trying to discourage you staying in prayer. And say, we've been praying for years. We've been doing this. It's not working, but I say unto you, it is working. And you will see the fruit. For it is allowing my hand to bring change, allowing my hand to work, allowing my will to be established here on this earth. For it is edifying you in the things of the kingdom that are changing the natural to be overtaken by the supernatural of who I am. And the discouragement that has come is not from me, it's from the devil. So stand strong in edification. Stand strong in the building up of yourself as you let me work in you. Be encouraged that you will see the fruit. For my plans haven't changed. For I desire an outpouring where my spirit gets to do what I paid for. That they would be healed first time, every time, no exceptions. Because Jesus is alive. And I've given you a way to see that. Many have aborted along the way because they haven't seen the fruit, but I assure you that it is working. Many have aborted along the way because they didn't see the fruit that they wanted to immediately, but I assure you that my plan, my will, is being worked. And Jesus will be magnified on this earth. And sickness and disease will bow its knee to my kingdom. Because my will was worked in you because you stayed in the path that I gave you, which is all things that are possible to them that believe, and I have given you a way to believe. So if you're discouraged, be encouraged. My hand is at work. And everything that I have promised in my word you will see if you stay on this path.